This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back to the show. Leanne Cannon joining us here again today. Excited to have her. She's the life coach at Cannon Coaching and Connecting. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about the work you do as a business and life coach, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of that.
Sure, I'll be happy to. And thank you for having me, too, Jill. I'm delighted to be here. As a business and life coach, I work with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and sales professionals to help them get clear on their vision, what it is they're really after. A lot of people don't know. They could talk a long time about what they don't want. But then when you say, well, what is your goal, your dream, your vision? It's like, So we get clear about that first. And then we uncover obstacles that may seem to be in the way of getting there so that we can then explore solutions and then map out a strategy.
Now you're helping clients and businesses all over. I know you're based out of Ohio, right?
Yeah, I'm located in Ohio. But, you know, thanks to technology, I can serve people anywhere in the world. And that's one benefit that I really love. So I do have clients all over the country. And right now, I serve my clients in five basic ways as a coach. Sure. First, as an accountability coach. Okay. Like every coach.
Yep.
Procrastination is our nemesis, you know, for everyone.
Very true.
And then also as an empowerment coach, because we all hit the skids from time to time. Mm-hmm. So my job at that moment is to, you know, blow someone back up so they could keep moving forward. As a marketing coach, because you can have something wonderful, but if not enough of the right people see it, you're not going to make the money you want to make. Also as a mindset mentor. It all starts right here. That's what we're going to talk about today, is mindset. That's like foundational and is much overlooked. And then I like to say sort of like as a sports coach, just from mm-hmm. the standpoint that the athletes are skilled and talented. They know the game. They know what they're doing. They have teammates that are working with them toward the same goal. They encourage one another. It could be asked, well, what do they need a coach for?
Yeah.
And yet the coach, as we know, is never in the game, always on the sidelines and can see the whole court or field as to what's really going on in the game and can point out things that players can never see because they're in the mix. And it's the same in business. When you're in the minutiae, you're not going to see the things that I can see from a completely different vantage point. So that kind of wraps up the whole enchilada there for what I do.
Beautiful. And also, just to point out, you have many years of experience. You are certified, right? You are a marketing coach, success coach, accountability coach, so many different types of coaches, right? Accountability, I mentioned that. Empowerment, that was the other one, right?
Indeed.
Well, let's break it down. How did you want, you know, what did you want to share with our listeners today about, you know, obviously the work that someone like yourself puts in could really be beneficial to them?
It is absolutely life-changing. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. You know, when I first started out a long time ago, like you mentioned, 2002, actually, it was all business straight up. But then over the years, I came to realize, understand, and appreciate that, especially working with entrepreneurs, you don't separate out, you know, business from life. It just kind of all melds together. But the thing that has made the most difference in all of it is realizing the power of our own thoughts and feelings. And you know, we can think of our thoughts like I used to many years ago, think that our thoughts are just keep it to myself. I keep my thoughts to myself, like they're in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Or that like wispy little clouds that are flittering around back around there, you know, so many thoughts. But our thoughts really are so powerful that every single thought we think has a biochemical effect on every cell of our body.
Wow.
They are measurable.
Mm-hmm.
They are energetic, And they never stay in our head. So even though they have an effect on our physical body, they're always emitting a frequency. I didn't always know that. And so the reason that's so important to understand is that those thoughts and feelings coupled together are very magnetic. So the thoughts are electric and our feelings are magnetic. So it creates an electromagnetic field around us that can be seen. If you stand in front of a curling machine, you can actually see our energy emitted around us. And those thoughts and feelings together are magnetic, which means we can draw into our life experience either what we want or what we don't want. So the question becomes, since we're always attracting something, are we attracting by default or by design? And I help people attract what they want by design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I mentioned that our thoughts are powerful mm-hmm. and magnetic, just to dive into that a little bit more, and I mentioned frequency. So whenever I talk about the law of attraction, it's not just that. It's always the laws of attraction, frequency, energy, and vibration. They all work together. And I've learned from so many different teachers because, as you know, I was exposed to that kind of personal development, you know, information from years and years ago. And one of the teachers that I appreciated so much, and many of your viewers probably also, is Bob Proctor.
Yes, yes, we spoke about him. And for those that don't know, tell us who he is.
Well, he has been a mentor
to so many
years, right? Yeah. All over the world. Yeah. Yeah. He's no longer with us, but he's left mm-hmm. his mark for sure. And so one of the many things that I did learn from him about frequencies is such a real thing. Like I said, it's measurable, it's science. There's nothing woo-woo about this, you know. And just like the frequencies on a radio, for example, I don't think we talked about that last time, but if someone was, let's say, in the mood for listening to jazz,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they could really, really want to listen to jazz right now. Sit back with a glass of wine, listen to some jazz. But their radio is on a country station.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter how much they want to hear this music.
Yeah.
Unless they turn the dial to the frequency where that music is being played, they're not going to receive it. And it's not that that music is not being played. It's not that it's not available for mm-hmm. them. But it is true that they need to be on that same frequency. And the reason I bring that up is because actually our life plays out like that. And this is why we can orchestrate our life by design once we know how. We don't know how, then we just don't know how. We don't know, as they say. And that's why I feel like, you know, the message is so very important, because our inner conversation does create our outer life experience. And I just didn't always know that. So here's something. This is from Bob Proctor. Now, because I'm not in front of my computer,
yes,
and I don't have two hands, and I'm holding my phone right now. But so I'm just going to flip up this little.
Sure.
Okay. And I already kind of mapped it out. It's more fun to do it as you're talking, but just to show you. Okay.
Sure.
So there are any number of frequencies. There's no end. Okay. And all those little wavy lines depict many, many frequencies. And so, as I mentioned, like with the radio, you need to be on the frequency
yep.
where that music is being played. So as you can see, this is
true.
You, if somebody's like on a low frequency, they're feeling down, they're feeling worried, they're feeling anxious, all of that, we call that a low vibe. because okay. it really is, literally.
Got it.
But let's say that star up there on a higher vibration is your goal, your dream, your vision. We call that a high vibe.
Yep.
The question becomes, how do you get from here to there? How do you navigate the frequencies in order to be on the same wavelength, so to speak, as your goal, your dream, your vision? Sometimes it can feel so impossible, like the impossible dream that people refer to sometimes. But the thing is nothing is impossible. And once a person can realize that, then they know they can have their goal, their dream, their vision. The reason my name is in the middle there is when I ask, how do you get from point A to point B? That's where I come in.
Got it. I see, Leanne. Perfect.
Because, and the truth of the matter is, I really can't help people, you know, really get there by believing in themselves and by learning how to use these laws. They're there. They're there for everyone. I was thinking about like my piano teacher, just as an example. I had everything available to me to play the piano. I had a piano, have sheet music. All the notes are there. I've got fingers that work. I have intelligence. All the makings of someone who could play the piano. But without his guidance, there's nothing going to happen with that piano. You know, bang, bang, bang. Mary Had a Little Lamb or something, you know. But because he showed me how to use everything that I had right in front of me, how the notes correlated from the page to the keys,
mm-hmm.
How to count out the measures,
yeah,
all the nuances of being able to play the piano, then now I can play Chopin or whatever, you know, is in front of me. But without his guidance, even though everything was right in front of me, mm-hmm. I would not have been able to use it to my benefit. And I feel like these laws are like that because everyone has them available to them. It's a matter of learning how to use them. And so really that's what I love doing, helping people with certain tools that they can use for that purpose.
Beautiful. And could you share some of the stories of these, you know, people? There's great testimonials on her website, you know, about,
yes.
Yeah, I love hearing. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. A lady named Barb said, I'm just going to read it to you, what she said.
Sure.
And when I get these, it's so surprising and fulfilling, you know, to hear the impact, because that's the whole point, you know, that's the desire. She said, I get so much value from you, Leanne. Your sessions always make me dig deeper into why and how my brain works and how to use the information in both my business and my personal life. You change lives, and I appreciate you. Someone else said, Leanne brings a vast amount of knowledge and experience into each one of our sessions. She's able to assess from her vantage point with regards to areas that need improvement or areas that are in need of reevaluation. So that came from a lady named Sue.
Mm.
So, you know, I enjoy hearing how, learning about how to operate these laws in one's life and in their business.
Beautiful.
One of the tools, speaking of tools,
mm-hmm.
is, and there are many, but one is something that people have heard about but might not realize the power behind them and might use them incorrectly. And this is affirmations is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Those brief little comments that we make to ourselves. And most people just, you know, they have these thoughts that just show up voluntarily. And those are not very good ones, usually. We rag on ourselves a lot. If we talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't have any friends. But we don't do it intentionally. It can even go, you know, without our notice, but they're in there. And they're referred to often as limiting beliefs. And most people have heard of that. And so using affirmations can actually be used to tamp them down or combat them. Because as I mentioned when we first started, every thought that we think affects every cell in our body. And also retrains our brain. It can retrain our brain if we use it correctly, because we're firing and wiring neural networks when we do that. It's a physical thing that takes place. And once we know that, then we can be more cognizant of being intentional to, you know, program our brain in such a way that it will help us. So here's a couple examples. Someone might be using affirmations and thinking they're doing it, you know, the right way, and saying, I'm trying to be more disciplined. That's an affirmation. But a better affirmation would be, I am a disciplined person. You feel the difference? And it has a different effect on our brain and on our emotions. I want to be more focused. Well, that sounds like the right thing to say. But if one says, I operate with clarity, it's a much stronger affirmation. I need to be better. I just need to be better. Sounds but I lead myself powerfully. Will have a much better effect on our brain, on the circuitry of our brain, our emotions, which leads to our actions and then our results. Before we run out of time, and I know you know this about me, because I'm Canon Coaching and Connecting, I always love collaborations and making collaborations possible. I'll mention how I do that with my mastermind group in a moment. But in the meantime, if anybody out there needs a bookkeeper, one of my clients is a phenomenal bookkeeper. She's like everybody's best friend. That's what I call her. She helps business owners work on their business rather than in their business. And her company is Cornerstone Organizational Partners. So her name's Brandy Hughes. And if you do need a bookkeeper, just, you can call her. Her number is 216-392-8345. And that's just so, you know, if there's some collaboration there, that would just make me happy.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. We still got more time in the show. We still got another 5 minutes. All good. All good. We can still talk.
Okay. Well, I've got another one then.
Go for it.
Awesome. Because sometimes entrepreneurs or maybe there's a corporate event that's coming up, a seminar that's coming up, a convention, or even if it's something personal like a wedding or anniversary party, something like that. If they want a beautiful balloon arrangement, you know, an arch or something else, it could be really anything. There is one of my clients does that. She does phenomenal balloon arrangements. And the name of her company is Bespoke Balloons. And that really speaks to custom.
Okay.
As custom balloons. So anyway, I'll just leave her number right quick, and then we can sew up with something that people can actually work on to achieve their goal, their dream, their vision. But Tracy is the name of the owner of Bespoke Balloons, and her number is 330-990-1102. So if you're in Northeast Ohio, she's the balloon go-to gal. Okay, so hopefully some people will benefit from that idea. What I want to say, though, is if a person wants to go from feeling stressed, anxious, worried, doubtful to feeling confident, sure, to have a clear goal.
Yeah.
And have peace, you know, peace of mind, then I would recommend they get a hold of me, because I really can help them move from that place of anxiousness to a place of calm and peace.
Yeah.
And more than that, to make those moves toward realizing what it is they want. There was one gentleman, did I mention London last time?
I don't remember London, no.
All right. So I have a manifestation mastermind group that I hold every Thursday, 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. Eastern time. And so the beautiful thing about that is that we actually do implement these laws, but we do it in a collective fashion. So everyone in the group helps everyone in the group. And one gentleman had always wanted to go to London. It would seem like a dream, you know, that he could never really do. It's a 12-week program. And just to make it short, within that 12-week period, he went to London and back. In fact, he was on the plane on his phone during one of our mastermind sessions, because his dream was coming true.
Yeah.
And so I said, are you in the plane right now? Yep. So anyway, there's so many things that can take place when you implement these laws, when you have some direction, some guidance, then anything, really anything is possible.
I love that. Anything is possible, right? And we got to remind our listeners and viewers that. And really, and sometimes you just need a little guidance, a little help, someone to hold your hand along the way. And that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so people can get a hold of me either by phone, email, website. And if they wanted to test the waters on the mastermind group, they're welcome to join me. So I can give you all that when you're ready.
Perfect. Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to actually start with the mastermind group, because it's just a Zoom address. And it's, like I mentioned, every Thursday. The 7 a.m. seems to be a really lively group. People start early in the morning before the day gets crazy. And that is 415-760-1678. You just pop that number into the meeting ID and you will be joining us. Sometimes people like noon, because you have to, they don't really have to pause for noon, but sometimes lunchtime is the only time that they have for an hour, you know, to do something like this. And then other people would rather just wait till the dust settles at the end of the day. And so that's why we have a 7 p.m. Meeting as well. To call me or text me, the number is 330-400-9814. And then my email address is canoncoaching.connecting@yahoo.com. If you want to look me up on the website, it's just canoncoachingandconnecting.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Pleasure having you back. And
thank you, dear.
Looking forward to the next time we speak. Thank you. And you also, good speaking with you again. Free ebook as well, right? When you go to the website?
What'd you say?
A free ebook?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep.
Just a reminder. All right. Check it out, everyone. Thank you again and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Thank you.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, you know, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house.
And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.